Get loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's the Cube Show.
This is All Born Radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God want us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I?
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Survived. Welcome in, Cube Show. Live local sports talk radio here in the Tennessee Valley. We're glad you're with us. Total Eclipse 2017 is over. We made it. We survived. Hopefully you survived. Hopefully your eyes survived. But as you heard in the promo cut yesterday, it doesn't really matter because you can still listen. And that's what's most important. You can do it online, umsports.com. You can download the app, iPhone, Android, for free. Search WUMP or UmSports. You can listen there. Pretty easy. And as always, 103.9 FM, 7:30 AM here in the North Alabama market. Arky Shea, producer of the show, program director of UmSports. How was your eclipse viewing yesterday?
Oh, I'd like to start by saying I don't want to be here. Because I kind of planned to not be here. Because I thought that was good. I thought yesterday was going to be the end of everything. And it's not, so I'm still here. So God bless. You know, I told you guys I was going to nap, and I did. I napped right up until about the minute before it was supposed to do the whole as much totality as we were going to get here. And I did. Oh, I napped. In fact, I woke up to text from the wife saying, aren't you going to, don't you want to see it? Aren't you going to see it? Do you want to miss this? So I woke up probably like 1:15-ish. I was like, all right, it's be enough time to, I guess, wake my eyes up and then go outside. Because, like, the most we were going to get was, like, 96% I saw. It was even, maybe it was updated, I'm not sure, but it wasn't going to be the entire thing.
Yeah, I don't think people understood exactly what that meant. I didn't. I thought we would still see a circle surrounded by the sun, but just maybe part of it would be not showing on one side. I didn't realize it would look like sort of a crescent moon the entire time.
You're like, where? Okay, keep going. Got to get to 96%. Keep going.
But man,
it's not going. It's not going.
You see the pictures from both Columbias, which is weird, Missouri and South Carolina, the pictures from Nashville, and it's kind of like, man, I kind of regret not going up there for that.
Do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. See, I don't. I'm really cool about not caring about that. Like, so the totality happens, and it gets, like, darker in the middle of the day for a couple of minutes.
I don't know about darker. I mean, if you look at the pictures from Nashville, have you seen a time lapse from one of the places where totality
was? Yeah, it got
was?
Darker. It didn't get dark.
Oh,
dark.
The pictures I saw, dude.
I mean, it looked like it was, like, dusk. It wasn't like nightfall. And by the way, for the record, I have a cat. Did not go crazy.
No, we went out in the cornfield and at the nature preserve by our house, and there were the only animals going nuts were two dogs in somebody's yard when we drove by in the golf cart. And that could have been solar eclipse induced, and my wife said bugs were attacking her, and that could have also been caused by the solar eclipse.
So maybe by animals, they meant bugs were going to go nuts. Because I did see a lot. There were a lot of bugs around me yesterday.
A lot of bugs did.
When I ran out, walked outside the studio yesterday, too, after the show.
I think that's what it was.
So
the cicadas were chirping. I mean, I think they do that all the time anyway.
So I went out and watched the eclipse, and I was a little underwhelmed, you know. Because especially, you know, you would hope when you hear like 96% coverage, you're thinking that's going to get about all the sun. And like you try to look up at the sun and like you literally can't see it. Literally, it's way too bright. And you're like, this is what our old friend Tom or Lou was saying yesterday about don't look up at the sun. Even though the brightness will go away after you keep staring at it, don't do that. So I was underwhelmed, but I knew I was going to be underwhelmed. In fact, the wife kept looking at me saying, you can go back to nap if you want. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you just shut it down and went back to sleep.
What?
You weren't impressed at all? You didn't think it was kind of cool?
Yeah, kind of. I guess it's kind of neat. I was underwhelmed. But I know what a total eclipse is. And that's sort of kind of not my thing.
So you took the Saban approach here. You've seen pictures on television.
I at least went outside and looked at it. And I didn't even plan to do that, but I got guilted into it by someone by marriage.
I like that you said she was calling you and texting you, but you guys went and looked at it together.
Oh, yeah, we were in the same place. I was just napping.
She had to call you?
Well, I woke up to those calls, and she was curious whether or not I wanted to go do it. I'd already been telling her for weeks since we even first brought it up on the show, maybe back in maybe June. We may not have brought it up really until Will Muschamp made his comments, was asked about if he scheduled practice because of practice at night because of that.
That was actually a while ago, the Muschamp audio.
Yeah, that was July, I think. So, yeah, for me, it was just, okay, moving on. But I have friends. Well, actually, before we get to that, what did you experience?
I experienced the moon covering the majority of the sun for a short period of time.
Did that happen at Decatur?
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, hell, I was in Madison. Didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
did you feel a oneness with nature?
I didn't, but I will say this: you could definitely tell the temperature went down.
Yeah, you could feel that.
When it first started, I sat on our back porch and was watching it, and it was really hot.
Oh, it was a scorcher!
And by the time it got, 50-60% of it covered, I was like, my wife kept saying, "You can tell it's cooler," and I was like, "No." And then you'd sit out in the sun for a minute, and you're like, "Yeah, it's definitely not near as hot." And I think I saw it listed. The temperatures went in. They had it like Huntsville, Decatur, Madison. I think Decatur went from like 93 to 82 or something like that over the time that the eclipse took place. So, hey, it's something that doesn't happen often. It was pretty cool to see. But, yeah, seeing those places of totality, because my mom went to Columbia, South Carolina to hang out with her family there. They went to my uncle's lake house. And, I mean, I can show you the pictures that my aunt took. I mean, it looked like it was nighttime to me. Where they were, I mean, it was pretty legit. And then my wife's sister lives in Nashville, and she was sending video to her, and it was pretty dark. But it's kind of, I knew we weren't in totality, but I just thought that we would get a different visual of the sun. I thought we would at least have that, like almost a full ring, but we never really got it over the sun. So yeah. I was kind of bummed out about
that. So could it really be 96%? Or because it felt more like 72%.
Well, that was more
or maybe
than that.
85%, maybe.
I'd say 90. But yeah, we were in the woods, and we're close to the woods. There were no raccoons going nuts, or
no?
Maybe you had to be in totality for that. I posted a video of shadow snakes. We got those.
See, those didn't look like snakes. Those look like just like more crescent little moons. They're just on top of each other.
It wasn't shadow snakes.
Good. Because I saw
when you
shaking it on purpose to make it look like
this? Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know if like your phone may have been reacting to the solar eclipse too.
No, but I did have some people respond like, whoa, no.
Not whoa.
I actually can't believe you fell for that.
Not whoa.
Yeah. Chris Crow didn't fall for it. He responded and said fake news. Yeah, you got it.
Well, to be fair, our president was staring straight up at the sun at one point yesterday.
Listen, I think he's just trying to prove to everybody he's invincible.
With that.
Okay.
Nobody can beat me, not even the sun. Which is, listen, if you're good, that's the way the entire presidency has been. So why would it stop with the solar eclipse? But I did have a lot of friends who were like, who actually went to, and I was surprised, that went to places of totality to watch it and were like just awed by it.
Well, the only reason I say that is we had a place to go. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about driving to Nashville and, like, putting up a tent in the parking lot.
No?
We could have gone to a relative's home and hung out for a while. Now, granted, it was Monday, so we would have had to take off work, but, you know, since we had a place to stay right there, I think it would have been cool to go do it. Like, I kind of don't blame my mom now after seeing the pictures that she got. I mean, she had a place to go hang out and got to see family. Like, that's kind of a cool deal. Something to do with your brothers and sisters that she got to hang out with. So, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, the thing I judge people more is that you go there just to watch this. Like, if you can make an excuse to spend a day with family and something and do this at somewhere they live, I let that go a little bit more than I would just people who were just driving up to Nashville and into Columbia, South Carolina. Were the Fireflies having a ball game that day, like in Columbia?
Yeah, like you said, it caused the bugs to go crazy. So the bugs were
the Fireflies of Columbia were going crazy.
The eclipse caused the bugs to go nuts.
I happened to
be having a big time
before I walked out to see the total coverage. Like, I wasn't really interested in when it got to 20%, 30%. It's like, nah, not good. Not good enough for me. I was watching TV coverage, and there were people in Carbondale, Illinois, who, like, had, like, their high school, maybe it was college football stadium, was just full of people who were, like, you just see the camera, and they're all staring one way, and you're like, all right. And then it gets dark.
A pickpocket would have a field day in that.
I would. And it gets dark for, like, a minute and a half. And then everyone's like, man, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, ain't you seen anything?
But I don't think
Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, was more exciting than this.
I don't think many people, even if you've seen the pictures of the sun, I don't think there's many people who have been in it and have been there when it got dark. Now, am I going to turn into the doctor from Decatur and start flying around the globe to witness these? No, I'm good without that.
All right, fair enough.
What is there? There's one coming through in 7 years?
Yeah.
But, we're going to have to drive to be in totality again, too. Now, the 2024 one looks like it could roll right through here.
Now, that's April. That could be, like, that could end up happening on, like a spring football Saturday. I don't know the date off the top of my head, but it's, like, early April. So, it's, like, April 8th or something.
Can you imagine? Spring game, ooh. They hand out the glasses, you get the game and the eclipse?
Can you imagine being in Tuscaloosa for that? For that 2 minutes and not being 200 degrees you?
They'll make sure that they don't have it that day. Saban wouldn't allow that. Too much, just too many distractions for the team. They need to focus in on their practice.
That's a good point. That's my fault. I completely messed that one up.
Let's get the 10 after tweets brought to you by First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
Did you see the video of the airplane that flew past it? The flight that flew past it?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. You have to admit that's pretty awesome. And it's like I said before, like they should have sold flights for this.
I did see that.
What if you could promote that you were going to get that? You could have sold that flight for $2,000 or $3,000.
Alaska Airlines was doing something like that. I don't know if they were selling it for you to be able to travel, but they did. I did see like a flight plan where they were basically following the eclipse, and I'm not sure exactly what for because I didn't click on the link and wasn't that much further interested. But they were coming from Alaska. And, no, I don't have to think it's pretty cool. I'm not that interested in solar eclipses.
Or you could just be super rich. NetJets, the private plane rental leasing company, tweeted 18 hours ago, "Today is our fourth busiest day of the year as hashtag NetJets owners travel to be in prime viewing path of the hashtag solar eclipse, hashtag only NetJets." Now, I wouldn't have wanted to have been in prime viewing. I would have wanted you to flown past it so I could, like, have that visual from the plane. Figure that out for me. If I had access to a private plane, that's what I would want. Wouldn't you? Instead of just going sitting somewhere?
Like, probably.
Let's just follow that thing and keep seeing it over and over. That's
over and over and over and over again.
That's how you do it. What do you think the three other busiest days are of the year?
Let's see.
New Year's Eve.
I was gonna say Labor Day college football, travel from game to game.
I'd probably guess Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, maybe New Year's Day. Would be the other three. Definitely New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. I would say because you want to maybe even Christmas Day. If you got it like that, you just fly somewhere Christmas morning, you open your presents, and you say, sayonara, sucker, I'm going back home.
It's interesting because I'd be surprised if it was.
It really changes the dynamic.
I would say something like Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, flying that morning.
Yeah.
A little early afternoon Thanksgiving lunch. Everybody's going to hang around and watch football. No, we're taking the PJ back home.
Because I'm trying to think about the busiest travel days, and usually it's around like those two big holidays. What do they call the start of the summer travel season, like vacation, like
the
Memorial Day?
Solstice.
Memorial Day, is that what they try to the call the for?
I believe, yeah, like, that's the big one.
Where everyone starts going to the beach and all?
Yeah.
Just fly to the beach.
Ross Twing tweets in at Cube Show, my buddy's wife and daughter went up to Nashville for the solar eclipse. You should have hashtagged it. It took them almost 4.5 hours to get, 4.5 to 5 hours to get home from Nashville. Emoticon, eyes wide open face. I'd be willing to bet they left right after it, though. My point was, if we were at a relative's house and that thing's over at 1:30, we're not going to get on the road at 1:45. You hang out until 4 or 5 o'clock and then try to leave.
Yeah, but not everybody's that.
Do you see the traffic in Oregon? No, it was the first place that it hit. It wasn't bad before, but after it was backed up for 7 or 8 hours.
Oh yeah, I saw that. There
you guys took camping supplies there to be there. You realize that? You camped out. Stay.
Wait a couple hours.
Why in the hell would you try to leave right after it? You got to know better than that. Those people deserve to be stuck in that traffic.
I saw a congestion map of coming out of like Tennessee, out of like Nashville and Chattanooga. You know, guys who are trying to go back up and north and south, back out to, you know, to North Alabama and all. I'm telling you, man, these people, they were like, that 2-minute eclipse, good. Everybody in the car, right now. And for me, as cool as people say it is, and if you think it's really cool, I believe 30% of you think it's really cool. For me, it's just not worth the headache of the travel up, possible expenditure, the travel back, and the time it takes out of my day. I spent a lot of my day working on high school football stuff for the start of the season. I felt productive as opposed to just being in traffic for 4 hours trying to get back from a place that's, you know, 93 minutes away. Ross also says that Ryan Brown on the roundtable said they were selling luxury seats at the Southern Illinois Stadium for $1,200 for the eclipse. You know, we saw on the local news they were doing a spot. This was early in the morning. From like some farmer's house in like Kentucky, like he just had a giant field and people were parking in it at like 6:30 in the morning getting ready to watch. And I was thinking, that's smart. You smart. Just park for $50, watch that thing. $50, couple hundred cars. Farmer makes rent. You smart, Kentucky farmer. You smart.
Bobby Barnett tweets at Cube Show, total eclipse of the sun, now full frontal tiger, world coming to an end. Hashtag Von go to tiger by the tail. Von got a tiger by the tail. Hashtag too many golf puns.
Yeah, I didn't know until about 3 minutes before the show. Is Tiger Woods naked somewhere? Is that what that means? Full frontal usually means that. No offense to Tiger, I'm just not really interested in seeing his titleists.
What about his driver? Mm-hmm. He switches that thing up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know which one he's swinging these days.
Can you tell if it's a left-handed or right-handed one? He should be right-handed. I never know. Because every now and then I hit such a poor shot that I need a left-handed club from where I'm sitting on my second shot. Do we somehow get back into sports talk? That's my bad.
The Big Lead tweets, Floyd Mayweather went, quote, insane nuclear, unquote, when Justin Bieber unfollowed him on Instagram. Well, that's the life I want to live right there.
Is it?
No. Can you imagine, though, when that's your biggest concern of the day? Is that Bieber unfollows you on Instagram? Like, that's it. That ruins your day?
May I ask you this one question? And I do constantly wonder this. Forget about Floyd Mayweather's out of the ring issues with domestic issues, taxes, blah, blah, blah. I give you the amount of money that Floyd Mayweather has made and the way he made it. Get punched in the head constantly. If I give you that amount of money, do you think you'd be okay with being as crazy as he is?
I think anybody would sacrifice almost anything to have that kind of money. But I guess the real question would be, how much does he have right now?
No, I'm saying forget all of his taxes issues, how much he spent it, blah, blah, blah. You spend it the way you would have spent it. You make it the way you make it the way Floyd made it, but you spend it because of issues. You don't have any domestic issues. You don't have any back taxes issues. Would you sacrifice your mental capacity for that kind of money?
No, because then you don't even know what you're spending it on. You don't even know how to enjoy it.
Yeah, a lot of people say, I'll take the $500 million he's made in his life, which is, you know, I think well over $500 million at this point, which is all fine and dandy. But I'm not saying you had to do the yeoman's work of, you know, working on the SEC network. Just like, it feels like if your life involves going crazy over an unfollower at any of any stature, that's problems, man. Like, how could you live that way?
Yeah.
Tommy, and you're going to fight somebody this weekend.
Tommy Mays tweets at Cube Show, from the girlfriend's house in Murfreesboro. He adds a photograph of the eclipse. Ross Twing tweets, at Cube Show, Ryan Brown on the roundtable said they were selling luxury box seats at Southern Illinois Stadium for $1,200 for the eclipse. I wonder if it was a seat or the whole box. I mean, but if that would be pretty cool, though, if your home stadium was in the path of totality. Like, they let the South Carolina kids watch it from the stadium there. And it looked like it was pretty cool. It got dark.
I just can't believe you guys are that excited over getting dark in the middle of the day for 2 minutes.
I don't think that's the only thing.
What's the other thing?
Oh, that you get to look and see the sun covered by the moon, which rarely happens.
Hey, Deshaun Davis tweets. You know who Deshaun Davis is?
Yeah.
Linebacker at Auburn. _Davis_boy12. This made me think back to my college days. He said, underclassmen dress like they go into a Future concert. Upperclassmen look like they rolled out of bed and wish they were still there. Emoji crying smiley face. I remember that. But my favorite people are not the upperclassmen. My favorite people are the upperclassmen athletes. Because those guys barely put on anything that had... If it didn't have a drawstring, they didn't wear it.
Yeah, I'm... They usually have a term for those guys. Walk on. Bill Big D tweets at Cube Show, eclipse here in Dallas was meh. So he's on board with you.
Interesting you go meh when I go meh.
Meh.
Well, I mean, no, it's a matter of interpretation, just like when I read rap on Fridays. Meh versus meh.
Meh. He wasn't impressed. Johnny on a Cell tweets at Cube Show, just think how much fun hunters are going to have killing all these solar eclipse blind deer this year. Underwhelmed. Emoticon, smiley face wearing sunglasses.
Was it at least what you thought it would be? Was it better than you thought it would be?
I really don't know what I thought because I experienced one of these in, I don't know, elementary school. And I don't even remember looking at it. But apparently we did.
I know 100% chance that I will not remember this when we go for the next eclipse. And I'll be like, I think I was standing in a driveway for it. I'm not sure.
The one in 7 years you will. That's rolling through Texas. The 2024 you might not.
Last 7 years, yeah.
I told my wife, what's the There's one coming in
like 2045 or something. Yeah, 3845, something like that. I don't know.
I just hope I'm alive for that one.
Well, now with your CTE going up.
Chris Cree tweets, well, goodbye, hashtag Chris Crow. Well, goodbye, hashtag Solar Eclipse 17. My only fear was no more at Cube Show. I'm hopeful Athens, Alabama still stands for broadcasting.
Most of it made it through. Once you get on the other side of the interstate going to Athens, it's a ghost town. Yeah. It is an absolute ghost town. But
so,
I'm glad
so
it happened.
Are we good to like focus on football now?
Well,
it's game week.
It is game week for like Stanford. Do you know I was messaging with a couple people yesterday. They didn't even know the game started this week.
Oh god.
We have games that start at 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, and the last game, Stanford Rice, kicks off at 9 p.m. We got all day football. Now, that includes like Hawaiian, and it's got a game, and there are some bad matchups in there, but you got 12:30 football to like midnight plus football. You got a full day next week, or this week, I should say. And that's really cool. You got high school football starting up on Friday night. You can hear me broadcasting it on the ump. It'll be great. It's now game week.
It's big.
It's the only thing that's why I'm glad that the next eclipse is happening in April. It doesn't have to take away from our college football coverage and our NFL coverage, because we got a lot of crappy stories from last night's NFL game.
I noticed that the Braves made it over Monday Night Football last night. I found that weird. That's your decision. Just interested in why you made that one.
Why someone doesn't do a lot of preseason games?
It's football, though.
No, if there was an outlet that would able to, I probably would have chosen that game. Even though it was a 10-6 preseason game that had the Browns in it.
I didn't say it was intriguing. I'm saying it was more intriguing than the Braves game.
If I had the ability to, I would have. Our next game, though, is Sunday. Titans and Bears.
Preseason.
Yeah, but we're the affiliate of the Titans. Westwood One does all the NFL games.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the Cube Show Early Morning Audible next. All right, welcome back in Cube Show Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump. Every morning, we like to sort of keep you updated on who's getting healthy, who's banged up, who's hurt, who's getting knocked down. We get physical. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. Vols of Tennessee, that is, lose wide receiver Josh Smith to an injured collarbone. Apparently, he's going to be out indefinitely. It's a bad day for wide receivers, bad week for wide receivers. Dorian Baker at Kentucky started 8 games last year. Big part of that Wildcats offense returning. Ankle injury that will cost him, quote, significant time.
You see, it was a non-displaced fracture or something?
Yeah, it's not good.
Ugh.
That's now 5 starters who had returning eligibility from their bowl game that are going to be out to start the season for Kentucky on offense.
Not good.
No.
Not good for BBN.
Just lost Cole Moser to an ACL. Obviously, you had a wide receiver in Jeff Bidet transfer to Oklahoma. So it's not good for that Wildcats offense that was returning so much. So we'll see how that plays out. Also last night, preseason NFL action. Scary scene for Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know if you've seen the highlights or are watching the game. You had to come away from that thinking that appeared.
It appeared a bit much, did it not?
A bit much, but also impossible for him to not walk away from that with a serious injury.
Yeah.
It may be now that he has.
Yeah. Got a little piece of audio from that. He was hit, again, in a preseason game, game number 2 of the season. Here's Hugh Jackson, who was the head coach. He was the head coach of Cleveland, on talking about the Odell Beckham Jr. hit.
thinking that maybe it wasn't a legitimate or a good hit. But again, we've got to watch the tape and see. Sometimes guys get put in positions and it's not, I mean, it's tackle. You know, I think I thought Brand was just trying to tackle the player and got him on the ground.
Well, he did get him on the ground. He did get OBJ on the ground. Do you see, by the way, the video of Odell Beckham Jr. staring at the sun?
Yes.
Yesterday. Ironic that
appeared
this happened.
Appeared to be struggling.
Yes. But let's hear from Odell Beckham Jr. quickly himself talking about he was being asked, will you play the rest of the preseason? Because it was weird. Like, he was limping off the field, and he looked like, hey, maybe he'll be okay. And then he goes into the tunnel, and, like, you see him collapse. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But now it looks like he's going to eventually be okay. But he was asked if he's going to play the rest of the preseason.
It's up to coach and the training staff and just see what we do, where we go from here. I don't necessarily know, but going there tomorrow and we'll get a look at it.
Was it a dirty hit? Let's ask Ben McAdoo, the head coach of the Giants.
It's football. So, you know, you can't hit a guy high. You can't hit a guy low. You try to hit him in the middle. You know, it was one of those balls that Eli had to drive it and he left his feet. It's a tough play for a DB.
Hey, yeah, let's not leave Eli Manning out of this. I'll get to him in just one second, but here's how Odell Beckham Jr. said he felt last night and what he thought happened.
You know, just make sure everything's all right, everything's good. All right, shake it off, play football.
How does it feel right now?
Feels like a
sprained ankle,
I don't know. A rolled ankle, I don't know. Feels like, you know, when you hurt your ankle, it's kind of what it feels like, but it'll be all right.
What? Yeah, okay, yeah, it would feel like you hurt your ankle because you hurt your ankle. Anyway, let's not leave Eli Manning off the hook. Eli Manning was asked about his throw that, quote, got Beckham hurt.
Wow.
Again, got to look at it film. It's one of those, you know, throws. It's, you know, high sideline throw. You don't want to throw it too low where underneath defenders can get it. The corner can drop back on it. So, you know, got to put it in a spot where he can get it.
Trying to get himself off the hook there, Eli. That's not Eli Manning's fault. I think it's 100% Eli Manning's fault. We got to get to break quickly.
Odell did tweet, thank you, emoticon praying hands.
Did you think the hit was dirty?
I didn't, no.
I kind of felt like it was unnecessary. And I think only feel like that because it's like preseason and like everybody's trying to stay
like
healthy.
That because it's preseason.
But the second part of me is like,
you're playing
these
football.
Guys are trying to make roster spots.
Yeah, it's full contact football. You don't say it's preseason, I'm not taking that hit. No.
No, not just not taking it, but you're delivering that hit.
Same. You can't play the game that way.
Because the other reason is, do you let the guy land and hit him?
I also don't think guys think that much in the middle of a play.
No, I don't. But you do see times where guys will ease up on other players. Listen, I don't think it was dirty. And I convinced myself yesterday that it's not an illegal hit, not a bad hit, not a hit that even you should have stopped and not done. It's just, it's unfortunate because if this was a regular season game, we wouldn't talk about it that much. We talk about, was it a little dirty, then we move on. Preseason, the only really thing where I'm like, guys, you're all buddies, right?
Yeah, I understand.
We got guys trying to make roster spots and trying to make money. It's just,
all right, we'll get to a break.
Easy.
When we come back, Barrett Salee talks SEC football next. Back in Cube Show, Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump. No Barrett Salee for you this morning. Last night, the Browns take out the Giants 10-6 in preseason action. Eli Manning 10-14 in that game. DeShone Kizer and Brock Osweiler duking it out for who will be the Browns' starting quarterback. 8-13 for Kizer, 6-8 for Brock Osweiler. Kizer was sacked twice. Osweiler did throw an interception. Doesn't really seem to be a clear-cut leader in the clubhouse as far as who that will be. But some other audio from last night's action.
Last night, a very boring game, as these preseason ones can get sometimes, although the Titans one was not boring this last weekend. That game was decided in the final couple of minutes, and both teams went over 30 points, so that was fun. But a little bit more audio from last night and from games happening yesterday in preseason issues. Brock Osweiler has not been great this preseason. He's 12 of 22 for 67 yards and an interception. Not the best. And he was asked more specifically about how he feels about not being able to lead a drive yet where his team has scored a touchdown.
No frustration yet. Certainly, we're striving every single drive to put points on the board. So the fact that we're not, absolutely, you know, that's upsetting. But at the same time, you still have to look at the good that's taking place. And there is good, but we do have plenty of room to grow as an offense. And I think all of us know that. Nobody's shying away from that. And we're going to come back to work hard this week because we know we need to improve.
Yeah, a lot of good words to say there. But Hugh Jackson, who is his head coach, hopes to be ready to make a decision on who's the quarterback that'll be starting opening week soon. How soon? Maybe even by tomorrow.
There are some things that I felt on the sideline, just, you know, being out there watching the game, calling the play, watching how things happen. Like I told you guys, I hope by Wednesday of this upcoming week, we'll have a decision on where we're headed, you know, and I think that's what we got to do.
So hoping to have a quarterback in Cleveland somewhat soon. There has been a quarterback named somewhere else. In Denver, where, again, somehow, some way, a seventh-round pick is going to be the starting quarterback over Paxton Lynch.
After a long, long battle, about a 4 or 5 month battle, actually, we've decided on making Trevor Siemian our quarterback. That being said, you know, both guys competed hard. You know, both guys wanted the job. I was pleased with both guys, but overall, the operation of the entire offense, decision making, ball placement was more consistent with Trevor. That's why he won the job.
That is Vance Joseph speaking. I feel like that's pretty telling.
Ball placement was more consistent with Trevor. That's why he won the job.
That's called accuracy. So being able to accurately throw the ball is probably a big part of playing in the NFL as a quarterback. Vance Joseph also went on to say that Paxton Lynch, former Memphis kid, has a bright future. Doesn't sound like there, though.
You know, we're all going to support Pax moving forward. He's a young player. He's got a bright future still. And in my opinion, you know, we have two quarterbacks. You know, most teams can't say that. And I truly believe that we do have two guys. Whoever would have played, I would have felt comfortable with. Trevor was more consistent with what we asked those guys to do.
And to be fair to Vance Joseph, he's lying. Every team has at least two quarterbacks. Some even have three quarterbacks listed on their roster. How about an update on Cam Newton, Cole? We have not been able to see Cam Newton yet this preseason. He was obviously not in. He was in town, but didn't play for the Panthers on Saturday. Ron Rivera gives us a update on the quarterback.
Cam looked good. Again, we'll see how he feels tomorrow. You know, this really is one of those things. As long as there's no soreness or tightness or anything like that, he'll throw again and throw more tomorrow. And then we'll reevaluate him as coaches, you know, and just see how he feels. But we're feeling good about it.
Should feel good about it, although it was strange how late he waited to be able to get that surgery on his shoulder, but hopes to be ready, obviously, for week one of the season, which is about 3 weeks away. So you want to obviously be at full strength, especially when you have an MVP-type player playing at quarterback.
We will make an effort for Booger McFarland when we come back from the next break at the top of the hour. Mike Griffith of SEC.com, SECCountry.com, possibly with us at 7:40. And we need to talk AP Top 25. Maybe Ralph Russo joins us at 8:20 this morning. So a lot of information around that AP Top 25. Alabama, of course, your number one team. We kicked around yesterday as far as what kind of a stronghold Alabama would have on the number one spot. And it's about where we thought it would be. So we'll discuss that hopefully with Ralph Russo today at 8:20. 866-485-9867 if you want to get in. Listen online, umsports.com. You can also download the app in your app store, iPhone or Android. Search WUMP, and you can download it there for free. We are back with more Cube Show and hopefully Booger McFarland next.